I now call the board back in session.
Our next case of the evening is 12,095. Donald W. and Norma M. Chapman are seeking variance from the front and side yard setbacks under section 115-42, 115-183, and 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Laws Point Road, approximately 2,107 feet from the intersection of Swan Point and Laws Point Road. The 911 address is 37035 Laws Point Road, Selbyville. The zoning district is GR. The tax map is District 533, map 12.16, parcel 259. We received zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and one mail return. Specifically, the applicant is seeking a 0.4-foot variance to allow an existing deck to remain 9.6 feet from the side property line, a 0.6-foot variance to allow an existing dwelling to remain 9.4 feet from the side property line, 1.6-foot variance to allow an existing shed to remain 8.4 feet from the front yard property line, 1.9-foot variance to allow an existing shed to remain 8.1 feet from the front yard property line, a 5.4-foot variance to allow an existing ramp to remain 4.6 feet from the front yard property line, and a 5.6-foot variance to allow an existing ramp to remain 4.4 feet from the front property line. Staff would note that the applicant provided an exhibit during the break, which was passed down to you as well. And that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Norma Chapman, 1933.
Don't be nervous. That's it. And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Did you say good for you?
Well, she's in Sussex County now, so why wouldn't that be good? She's in Sussex, Mr. Mills.
At first I thought there's a Bridgeville, Maryland, but then she said 199.
She's a little nervous here, but
no need.
Good evening. I'm Ray Tomasetti, representing both Donald and Norma Chapman. Her husband's not with us tonight. He is at home because he's not a little bit under the weather. Donald and Norma Chapman, they do live in Bridgeville, Delaware, and they've lived there for some time. Back in 1999, they purchased the property in Swan Keys. At that time, when they purchased the property, it had a mobile home on it. And the intent was that they were going to move from Bridgeville down to Swan Keys and make that their primary home. So in 2008, they entered into an arrangement with a mobile home, manufactured home company in the Bridgeville area to remove the mobile home and put the manufactured home on the property. They got the applicable permits. A certificate of compliance was issued, which is attached to the application. Subsequently, they hired two other contractors to put on the deck on the back of the property, and also another contractor to place the shed, quasi-garage, you want to say, in the front of the property. The couple of things are really significant. I think the survey, which I've attached, really, if you look at the survey and compare that with the additional photos, you'll see one thing that's really significant is that if you look at the survey done by Simpler Surveying, it shows where the concrete area ends and the asphalt area begins. And if you look at picture, I want to say the third picture in the packet that I gave you, you'll see where the property appears to end. And I think some of the confusion of many of the owners on this road think their property included that asphalt area in the front. And if you look at the next picture, the last picture in that packet, you'll see the area going in front of the homes where it's all part of the right-of-way and not really part of their property. And what the applicant informed me is when they purchased the property, it was grass and not asphalt at that time. So I think part of the confusion arose where the property began and ended, and I don't think the contractors got surveys to do that and place the shed in that location. If you take a look at the pictures, the first picture in the packet I gave you, it shows the left side of the property, and we don't need variances on that side because that area of the deck can encroach 5 feet into the setback. On the second picture, you're going to see where the house is. The house and the deck really are pretty nominal as we're seeking a variance. The less than, as we said, 0.4 or 0.6. And that came about when the Chapmans were going to sell the property back in November of last year, and a survey was done by the potential purchaser of the Kennards, and they weren't aware of any violations. And then we also pointed out to them when we had the survey in hand that the garage, which they were unaware of, or shed, encroaches as well. And what they were looking, if you look at the fourth picture in the package, you'll see where all the adjacent owners are all in line exactly where the shed is. And if you look down the other view, and I have the yellow arrow showing the property, you'll see where they're all in line. So I think they all the neighbors made the wrong assumption, thinking that the blacktop in front was part of the property when it's really part of the right-of-way. And I think that's what's caused the initial problem for not only her but the neighbors. Let me address the standards that we have here. The property itself, why it's unique, and I think the survey shows that, and also if we look at the 259 as it's shown above, you'll see that almost 21 feet of the property is actually in the lagoon. So this property is 50 feet by roughly 90 feet, 50 feet across and 90 feet in length of really buildable area. And it's uniqueness that's that causes part of this hardship in trying to set the shed back or set the house back in creating that. It really can't otherwise be developed in strict conformity to code. It's been existing in that location since 2008. To say it was not created by the applicant, it really was based upon the applicant hiring licensed contractors to really place the dwelling where it should be. They did get building permits. They did get certificate compliances for all the improvements. However, until they went to sell the property in November, and they didn't realize that they were in violation of the shed and the setbacks. The pictures 4 and 5 show, it will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. It's going to be really in line. If the shed remains there, it's going to be in line with all the other properties on that road as well. And we're only seeking the minimum variances that are involved here. One thing that to point out to you is, as I asked the applicant about the ramp, and really the ramp could be removed because really it's a temporary of nature. The reason we were seeking that is they were using that to put a small car into that garage area, and given, and not picking on Mrs. Chapman, her husband, the age, it was a bit difficult to move it because of, and that's why we were seeking it, if it remained there. Whether or not the new owner, if these are successful, in getting the variances, would want that to remain. But she's called that to my attention, that it could be removed, so we wouldn't, if need be, have to seek that. And it could be removed, it could be temporary in nature. So we're seeking the variances sought on this property. I knew you've already been sworn in, but do you want to state your name for the board?
Norma Chapman.
And you've heard me, and you're the owner with your husband of this property, is that correct?
Yes.
You've heard the statements I made to the board. Are they accurate and correct?
Yes, they are.
All right.
Let's see if you have any questions from
the board.
I have no questions.
You have no questions. Thank you. Mr. Berman.
Yeah, is a shed attached or detached?
It's detached, but it's pushed against the original house. It's not attached.
Will she need a variance for that now?
If it's under 600 square feet, they would not.
Not if it's not nailed to it.
Yes, not attached.
It's detached, right?
That's what she said.
Yeah. You just said.
So don't need
the variance. Not screwed into the house or anything. It's just
okay.
Just
pushed up. But it's still into the front setback. Okay. It's not like.
And that's specific to the 600. Is specific to the side and rear. I don't think it applies to the front.
Right. Okay.
Yes, no complaints ever about any of these structures?
Have you had any complaints?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't think of it.
No further questions. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, then I'll entertain a motion.
I make a motion that we grant the variances as requested. Swan Keys is a uniqueness for its small lots and otherwise developed. It's not created by the applicant because they depended on contractors to do the right thing and will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. They're asking for a minimum variance.
Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second, Mr. Chairman.
All right, I have a motion by Ms. McGee and a second by Mr. Mears that we approve case number 12,095. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Again, Ms. McGee?
Aye, for my reasons.
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Wortman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Galloway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 12,095 is approved.
Thank you very much.
Yes,